You may soon start seeing a new campaign of ads called Let's Stop It at the Start. It's the federal government's attempt to curb disrespectful and abusive attitudes towards women and girls by targeting the significant adults in children's lives. This is one of them, where a schoolboy has just hopped into the car with his dad and siblings after school.
Come on then. What happened?
Got detention. Just for flicking up a girl's skirt.
What? That's it.
Doesn't she know that's just boys being boys?
Yeah, I mean, I've already accepted that as I grow up, I'll probably be harassed and even abused.
Sorry, that's not what I meant.
Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.
Well, the campaign comes after research showed that victim blaming remains common despite a previous ad campaign and is an obstacle to lowering rates of gender-based and family violence. The new ads were launched at a two-day summit in Adelaide of domestic violence representatives and state and federal ministers. Simone Parsons is among the delegates. She's chief operating officer with the Sydney-based Women's Community Shelters. She gave me her view of the ads.
Stop It at the Start is about really those practical responses you have in your everyday conversations with your kids, what that looks like and what messages you're sending. And it's how that then can travel throughout our lives and into adulthood and beyond.
So when we hear parents saying to a son, don't act like a girl, meaning you're not tough enough, that kind of thing?
That's exactly right. Or, oh, they're just boys, you know, they just do that. So that kind of dismissive stuff that means that we don't actually have to be accountable for the way we interact person to person.
How effective do you think that kind of advertising campaign run by a government actually can be?
Look, I think it will trigger a conversation, and I think that's the starting point. What it picks up on is that no parent intends to present a message to their child, to their daughter, that she should expect abuse through her life as she grows up. That's what being a young woman or a woman throughout her life means.
Now, of course, the constant refrain around domestic violence, family violence, is the need for more frontline services, and governments have stepped up in recent years to some extent. How well are governments doing at meeting that need?
I think the need is complex, and I think that the eye that we have to have is to a range of responses that are necessary. We need to have the focus on the prevention, but at the same time, you know, you never shut the emergency department in a hospital.
And you mentioned, you know, complexity here. I mean, the people who are represented at the meeting in Adelaide today are a case in point, aren't they? You've got, you know, English as a second language groups, you've got Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander groups. There's been a discussion around how to deal with women who are on temporary visas who are
absolutely
suffering domestic violence. I mean, there are new aspects to this all the time.
There absolutely are new aspects. We're seeing older women increasingly. We know that older women, as a proportion of those who are experiencing homelessness, and often homelessness as a result of domestic violence, are a group that we probably don't have responses that are adequately tailored for this group at the moment. The women on temporary visas experiencing violence is a really critical issue. These women have no access to resources, and similarly, the frontline services supporting them have no funding to provide the type of support that is needed by these women and their children.
And just on that question of government, do you feel as though Australian governments are coming together determinedly, regardless of politics, to do what needs to be done?
I feel like we're starting to talk the same language. It doesn't always translate into funded responses and commitments. I know from other colleagues at this summit that there have been previous deliberations where recommendations have been developed and put forward to COAG, and they haven't been taken forward. And there needs to be some feedback as to why those recommendations haven't been taken forward. We need to know that we're not having the same conversations over again, but that we are actually affecting change, and that there is, you know, the will on the part of each of the state counterparts and the Commonwealth to move forward on this issue in a tangible way.
Simone Parsons, thank you for speaking with us.
My pleasure. Thanks, Linda.
Simone Parsons is Chief Operating Officer with Women's Community Shelters in New South Wales.